Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Crowd of ID Dudes. In this show, we're going to discuss web server security. Who am I? I've been in the industry for over 23 years. I've worked with the United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, government, and companies around the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Now, certificates are digital identification documents. What they do is they identify who we are. Now, we have what is known as a certificate authority. We have Thought, those are known as third party. Thought, we have Microsoft, we have VeriSign, we have GoDaddy. There's so many different providers or certificates. And what the certificate is this is identifying, saying this is who we are. Because when you apply for a certificate with GoDaddy or any of the different CAs, what they do is they go and verify who you are by address and information that's put into the certificate. Allows both servers and clients to authenticate each other. SSL requires that a certificate has been connected with the web server. Certificate includes keys that are used to establish an SSL encrypted connection. So a key is a unique value that is used to authenticate a server and a client in establishing an SSL connection. A public key and a private key together form what is known as a pair, and this is the SSL key pair. The www service on the web server uses the key pair to negotiate an encrypted connection with the client browser. Now, certificate-based SSL consists of a server certificate, a client certificate, and various digital keys. The CA, which is Certificate Authority, is used to create the certificates. Now we can do an internal CA, which is known as a certificate server role, Active Directory Certificate Services role. And what we can do is we can create enterprise CA, which is we self-sign our own certificates. We can also do a subordinate enterprise CA, which we get a third party certificate, and this verifies our certificates. And this could be from Thought, Microsoft, VeriSign, GoDaddy, any of those different companies that allow us to be able to get certificates. Now, so the public CA, like I said, third parties, VeriSign, GoDaddy, Microsoft, Thought, and there's many other ones out there. Internal CA is going to be the enterprise CA. So server certificates provide a way for users to confirm the identity of your website. So when they go and put in their social security number, their credit card number, and so forth, they know that that information is not going to be intercepted and cannot be read because you're using SSL. Before transferring information like credit card information, server certificate contains detailed identification information. This information helps to assure to the authenticity of the web server content and integrity of the SSL secured connection. So SSL is secure socket layer. A client certificate contains detailed information about a user and organization that issued a certificate. SSL and the client certificate are a means of implementing a method for verifying the identity of the users. That's very important because before you go out and use your credit card in an e-commerce site, you want to be ensure that the company is a viable company and also that your information is going to be protected. Managing certificates to secure websites, or to configure certificates, you can import certificates and configure SSL certificate and settings for a website. So managing the certificates to secure the web servers, you need to ensure the certificates are not expired. And what we have is we have the OSCP, which is part of the Active Directory Certificate Services. And what that allows to do is online certificate revocation lists, getting those. And also we have the revocation list that we have that we can get from all the certificate servers. We import a certificate to replace an expired certificate. So when it's done and it's expired, we need to replace it. Associate a certificate to the website using IS 7.0 manager and renew the certificates. Now, managing request filtering, we have different filters that we can implement on IS. A double encoded request This rejects the double encoded request by default. The filter high bit characters rejects non-ASCII characters in the request. We have the filter hidden segments, which defines which segments are serverable. And then filter based on extensions, we can define allowed file extensions on IIS. So for example, if we don't want EXEs, then we don't put it in the file based on the extensions. Filter by verbs, define a list of verbs that IIS will accept as part of a request. Filter based on URL sequences defines a list of sequences that IIS rejects when it's part of a request. Filter based on request limits, it's a combination of the max query string, a max allowed content length, and a max URL. So these are examples of the different request filtering. Minimizing modules to the web server is the other way that we can protect our web server, because IIS features are modular, like we've said before. The bare minimum number of components are installed and enabled by default, which only allows us to be able to serve out static content. Administrators are given the ability of picking and choosing what should run on the server. This gives a smaller surface for attackers. Permit a Windows user. This is used to restrict or allow a user or a group to connect to a website or application. You can either permit specific users or specify a group. You must enable remote connections to the management service to be able to use this feature. In process of permitting users or groups to connect to a site, we open the IIS Manager. Select the site for which you want to grant permissions. Double-click the IIS Manager permissions. In the Actions pane, click Allow User, and on the Allow Users dialog box, select the Windows. Select Windows and then type the user or group, and then click to check the name, and it's going to go through and check the name for who is going to have authorization. Now, to be able to use this, what we have to do is we have to implement the management service. That is another role service within IIS. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comments box below. Thank you for your time. And thank you for letting me into your world and talk to you about technology. Tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Bye-bye now.